Welcome to part two of the interview with Mark the Marine. We were talking about his dress code in the military. When you're in the military, even on your off time, you're still reflecting the military because you're in the military. Is that the way they look at it?
And that, exactly.
That's why they have a say in how you can dress and how you can't?
Yeah, the idea is, and the order says, that you have to dress conservatively, and that can be interpreted a few different ways, but the general consensus is you dress the way you would if you were coming to work on duty. So the most typical thing that especially young Marines wear and older Marines wear is just a button-down khakis, brown belt shoes. That's really it. And there is no rule saying, you know, men can't wear skirts or women can't wear, you know, the like a man's button down, you know, with a tie and stuff like that. There's no specific gender mentioned in the order. So yeah, hopefully that will lead to sort of more progressive military rather than this very conservative one that we have right now.
Yeah, that would be nice, because certainly, once again, the gender bias is there, because women dressing like men is much more widely accepted than men dressing like women.
Exactly.
It's kind of the same thing with sex toys, too. There's such a bias there. Women who have sex toys are sexy and evolved and awesome, and men who use sex toys and own them are somehow, by way too many people, seen incorrectly as kind of pitiful and can't get a date.
Yeah, that's very true. It's I would also say that it's a little bit worse here in the military than it was back home, because a lot of these guys, you know, they're single and they're Marines, and there's this weird cultural expectation for Marines to always be studly and getting women left and right, and because of that stereotype, it's really difficult for a Marine to attract a woman that is open to really anything that the Marine wants to explore. So whenever it comes to pegging or something, they've already pulled in these women that are expecting an alpha male that sort of conforms to every gender norm that they can think of. And it's really detrimental to exploring your sexuality.
I've heard that it's such a struggle. In fact, I meet men like that, particularly because they know that I'm dominant. I'm on several websites, and I'm very clear about that. And that's often expressed that that's one of their challenges, is because of the way they present. Then they present as an alpha and, you know, big, strong guy and can take care of everything. Automatically, they attract the submissive women. Automatically.
Right. Yeah. And I actually have some female bisexual friends that sort of have the opposite issue, where they are very feminine and they attract alpha males, but they want to be dominant from time to time, and they don't get somebody that allows for that. And that's another thing that sort of hurts the pegging community, or the way people look at pegging, is because alpha males just really don't do it very often, and or at least certainly don't talk about it. So it's one of those things that if we can normalize it, if we can make it so that pegging is just like any other position, I think it would do a lot of good to make people so much less ashamed. I would like to say I could be, you know, in a locker room talking with my guy friends about things that we've done sexually, and I can say, oh yeah, my friend says, oh well, we tried doggy style and it was great. And I could say, oh, I did too. But you know, she was behind me,
and nice.
And everybody just think, oh, that's cool, and then continue the conversation. But of course, that's not very likely to happen, at least not for now.
So how many of the guys in your basic community, work and or otherwise, how many know that you're into pegging? Just approximately, percentage, or, you know, take a guess.
That no, I specifically am into pegging. Pretty much all of my friends know. Really, outside of that, there's not very many people. But that's one of those things where there's just really not an opportunity to talk about it.
Sure.
I try to normalize it as much as possible. So, of course, I can't just walk up to a bunch of guys and say, "Hey, have any of you guys tried pegging?" But
Right.
it's anybody that's willing to talk with me about sex or about sexuality, that is something that I will definitely bring up
That's
because
awesome.
I think it's really important that guys know there's no, you can't assume that just because somebody appears to be an alpha male or appears to be very vanilla in their sex life, you just can't assume that they actually are.
Yes, I totally agree. Well, you're like, pegging spokesman. This is awesome. So, have in these conversations where somebody is willing to talk about sexuality and stuff, have you ever been thought of as less masculine from the friends that know about your love of pegging, or do they assume you're gay because of it?
So this is one of those things where it's like I said, being bisexual kind of hurts the cause.
Yeah.
It's because whenever I tell them this, they do sort of say things like, "Oh, well, you're bisexual, so I guess that makes sense."
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where that's I feel really bad for straight guys that are in the pegging community because I have to then do this sort of dance where I say, "Well, no, pegging has nothing to do with bisexuality. Pegging just has to do with the pleasure that I get from anal stimulation. It's those two things aren't related." But yes, I do very often get, "Well, do you like men?" Or something like that. To which, if I'm being honest, I of course have to reply, "Yes, but."
Yeah, I can recall having a bunch of friends over for like a Christmas potluck sort of drop in, and it's all nice and cozy, and we're all involved in our own conversations. And there was a woman who I hadn't seen in a long time, and the way I usually play it, since I'm just now learning to kind of put these two parts of my life together, the life that I have and then the whole Ruby Rider life, right?
Right.
And so they say, "So what have you been doing?" And I'll say, "Well, I've been doing all kinds of things. I've been doing a lot of writing." "What kind of writing?" "Erotica." And the people that don't want to know, you get it, because they're like, "Okay, great. So I'm doing this, And they don't give you any space to talk about it more. And other people just sort of lean in, right? And go,
Right.
"Really?" So this one woman did that, and she says, "Well, what it's about?" And I said, "Well, actually, I have this passion that I'm pursuing, and I have a blog and a podcast and everything. It's about strap-on sex." And she kind of looks at me and tilts her head, and I said, "So the woman wears the strap-on, and she does the guy, right?" And she says, "Well, why wouldn't he just go find another guy?" And I said, "Because that's not what he wants. He wants a
Yeah.
woman."
And it kind of goes back to that little unscientific poll that we took in my shop where I asked people about whether they would rather have a be on top for a man or bottom for a woman, and the confusion that comes around homosexuality and the conflation with pegging is it's probably going to be the biggest hurdle to overcome because
Yeah, I'm working on
that
that.
is, I know, and that's the thing that guys are going to have to get used to hearing, I think, at least at first, is they have to know that that is a question that will likely come up, but you can't be afraid of the question. If anything, you should relish in telling people, "No, I'm not gay, I'm not bisexual. I just enjoy feeling good."
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm trying to encourage men. And certainly I'm not in your position. I never will be. So I'm not acquainted with the shame. I'm not surrounded by people who might judge me. But one of the things I try and encourage men to do is to get excited about it and say, "Dude, if you haven't tried this, you are missing out, man."
Yeah, it's and one of my friends asked me, "Well, what do you get out of it?" And I mean, the only logical answer I had was the best orgasm ever. I mean,
Yeah,
that's really
I spend
it.
time on Reddit sometimes, and I ran across a thread where a guy was basically saying he was talking badly about pegging. It was in the regular Reddit sex forum.
Right.
And I said, you know, hey, you know, most guys who have tried it, not all by any means, because there is no one sexual act that's for everybody, but most guys who have tried it describe it as an orgasm that is 10 times more powerful than anything they've had just basic with basic penis stimulation. And,
right.
And he's like, yeah, right. You know, you're totally crazy. And I said, go over to the Reddit pegging forum and ask. And I said, no, you know what? I know that you're not going to do that, so I'm going to do it. And I went over to the Reddit pegging group where I'm a moderator. And I said, so guys, I've been told that basically this is kind of what it's like. What, you know, tell me, talk to me, what is it like? And the vast majority of them said, oh yeah, absolutely. Or even more, or it's just so intense. It's unbelievable. So that's one of the things that I tell guys is, why would you pass that up? Why would you pass up that much, the possibility of that much pleasure? But then again, you know, the whole shame thing's pretty powerful.
Yeah. I recently read a study that said, and it was a very small group of people, so it wasn't the most accurate study, I'm sure, but 94% of men, whenever they have sex, orgasm, and it's, I believe, 86% of women that were asked said that they had an orgasm in their last sexual encounter.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing was, whenever anal happened, any sort of anal, whether it was just stimulation or it was actual sex, was 100% of men orgasmed.
Wow.
And 94% of women, I believe.
Yeah, because when you look at the map of where all of that critical tissue is, that is stimulation type of tissue, it's so much more than just the parts that we've been taught to pay attention to. There's so much more. Even just the opening around the rectum is totally filled with nerve endings that are so pleasurable. Which reminds me, what is your favorite kind of foreplay before pegging?
Before pegging, honestly, there's I love being sort of on my side with my wife behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, we'll get some lubrication and she'll just tell me, you know, how pretty I am or how handsome I am or just whatever I'm in the mood for. And it's a lot of talking, and the talking really helps because it makes me more comfortable with what's about to happen rather than just purely physical acts where all I'm thinking about is what's about to happen and, you know, is it going to hurt or is it going to feel good this time?
I see.
You know, and it's kind of the point now where I don't really worry about those things, but still the talking sort of makes me feel a little bit better. And if, you know, if I want to feel sexy, then it makes me feel prettier and mm-hmm. things like that. So it gets me mentally prepared for the positions that I'm going to be in or the vulnerability that I'm going to have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best foreplay, is just talking and sort of light teasing, you know, touching, mm-hmm. things like that.
So was there anything about pegging that you didn't expect? Anything that caught you by surprise?
The positions, honestly, was the most surprising thing, is I did not expect myself to enjoy the positions that I did, like reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite position. And
I like to call it cowboy since you know, you're riding, yes.
Right, and you know, a lot of people do, but that's one of those things where, you know, if I want to feel pretty sometimes...
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's right. And then you would call it cowgirl, yeah, excuse me.
And it's one of those things where it's also very confusing because, you know, like I said, I'm not interested in being a woman or really even gender neutral, nothing like that. I'm very much identify as a man, but at the same time, I, you know, still associate pretty or beautiful with femininity.
Mm-hmm.
So those positions, whenever I say, you know, cowgirl or something, it's just, it makes me feel prettier.
Yeah, that's why you use that term. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for explaining that.
Huh. But yeah, I definitely, that's probably my favorite position, and I just really did not expect to like it because almost more open. You kind of have this sense of you're just more in tune with what's going on around you. And one of the things that I started doing whenever I started pegging was you close your eyes and you just sort of try to enjoy it, enjoy the ride, but you don't really think about what's around you. You sort of just try to pretend like, no, I'm somebody else, but I'm still enjoying this. And that's one thing you can't do whenever you're in some different positions. You just kind of have to open your eyes and understand, no, this is really happening. It's me and I'm enjoying it.
Wow. Which kind of brings it home, as opposed to this is something that I can sort of detach is not the right word, but sort of pretend it's happening to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. And that was one of those things that sort of caught me off guard, was that brought a lot of shame. Was, you know, it's definitely me. It's definitely me enjoying this, and I'm doing the work now. So whenever she's doing the work, whenever, say, we're in doggy style position,
right,
she's doing the work. So really, I'm just relaxing and letting it happen.
And you can kind of pretend like she's doing it to you.
Exactly. And now whenever I'm in a reverse cowgirl position, that's all me. So it's
yes,
it's not something that I can say, you know, no, she was doing it to me. No, I was the one doing it, and it feels great, but there's just sort of another level of vulnerability that comes with it.
This is a question that you may not be able to answer because it's about your wife, but did she have difficulty at first with the harness, managing that and kind of figuring out what it was like to, what it took to actually fuck somebody?
She had a lot of practice with just handheld toys because she would still try to make the motions and the things like that. It was, so she didn't really have a hard time adjusting,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't appear to, but whenever we actually got the harness, she definitely seemed more comfortable with it. She seemed like the motions were more fluid and they were more her own rather than her being detached from the dildo.
Got it. Yeah. That's so important. So she didn't really run into any issues in terms of like endurance and like, oh my God, this is hard. Because one of the interviews that I did with a woman, I said, what's the one word that you would describe it as? Because it was her very first experience. And she said, it's hard.
Yeah, it was honestly, the hardest part was she's a lot shorter than I am. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, her legs from her knees to her hips, they're just not as long as me. So I had to get down pretty low.
Yeah.
And then it sort of limits the amount that I can touch myself.
Yeah.
And that was probably the hardest thing we had whenever we transitioned into an actual harness.
Yeah, the positions, when people are curious about, well, what's the best position? I'm like, oh my gosh, do you know how many factors go into that?
Exactly.
What your body is like, what his body is like, how long your legs are, how long his legs are, how much extra weight you have or don't have, how flexible you are. Oh man, all kinds of things. So you like the doggy style and you like the spoon position, and most of all, cowgirl.
Yes, and the spoon position we're probably going to have to revisit whenever we get a longer dildo. But yeah, doggy style was great just because that's where at least I get the most penetration.
Mm-hmm.
Because even with reverse cowgirl, you kind of have to take into consideration, you know, how flexible you are,
mm-hmm.
and you know, how low you can get. So
yeah, I'm very familiar with that because I stand 5'11" and the longer part of me is my leg, so from hip to knee I'm so long.
Exactly. And it's difficult sometimes to get low, especially for somebody like me who's not very flexible. So that's another thing that's probably going to get better with a longer one. But yeah, the sort of freedom that comes with reverse cowgirl is just, it's great because, you know, there's really nothing that at least I personally can feel other than sexy.
That is so sweet. So why do you think that there is such a stigma around pegging? And have you experienced that stigma differently coming from men's opinion in contrast to women's?
I think the stigma really comes from the the expectation that we sort of lied to ourselves about anal stimulation. That stigma comes from that lie. And that lie, I think, is that any active submission is an absolute act of submission. What I mean is, anytime you submit just a little bit, then you then have to submit everything. You have to be the submissive one, and you have to allow your wife to be the boss, or you have to allow your girlfriend to be a boss. And that mentality is really, I'm sure, hurt the male community, because there are times where you just want to submit a little bit or for a little while, even if it's not in the form of pegging, even if it's just something as simple as losing an argument with your wife or something like that. It feels like you are now less of a man because you were submissive in any sense. So I think that would be the biggest stigma. And I do think it is worse over on the man side, just because once things like that get out there, once it's known that you enjoy it, it doesn't really go away. There's not really a time whenever you can see a definitive end to this chastising and the name calling and stuff like that.
Wow.
It just continues, and eventually it dies down, but there will never be a time where, you know, you walk into work or you walk into the locker room and somebody says something about anal, and then somebody's going to look at you and go, oh, well, you know, Mark enjoys it. Mm. And that's the biggest thing. And then for women, one of the things that I've sort of been worried about for my wife is that she will fear some sort of change in social status. Like,
oh, wow.
Like,
yeah,
it's something that she says she doesn't fear. And I really hope that, you know, that's honest, but mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder, you know, does she think, oh, well, other people will view my husband as less of a man because he enjoys this. And I think that's another stigma that comes up, is women fear not having the alpha male husband.
Right. What it makes me think of immediately is that the people that are judging and making that judgment that you would be less of a man because you do enjoy pegging are exactly the ones that I wouldn't want around me, basically. I mean, I know how everything's changing with the younger generation, and that's part of it. So are you, if I can ask, I don't want to get specific about this, are you in your second or third decade of your life?
I'm in my second.
Okay. So especially with younger people, it's becoming so much more accepted. And I know that there's a whole running counter to that with the military thing, and that's a whole other issue, but the younger people have become so much more open and fluid about sexuality in some circles, and it's really becoming more common. And I've told this story a zillion times on my podcast, but I still love this story. Is the guy who he and his girlfriend love pegging, and they had told some of their friends, not all of them, and until the day that they went to a wedding, and they're at the reception, and everybody at the table is all their friends and everything, and she drinks a little too much, and she waxes poetic about how much this is amazing, right, and how much she loves it. So there's nervous laughter and what have you, and they got through it, but he was so proud to say that every single one of those men came to him individually and privately and said, so tell me about this.
Yeah.
So that's the part that I'm really pleased about, is that the curiosity is there, and if we can emphasize that it's all about pleasure. That's the most amazing thing.
Yeah, I think another issue that the pegging community is going to run into is when people sincerely don't like it. And we have to remember, you know, if somebody does not enjoy it, even whether it's emotional or physical, they don't enjoy it, we have to sort of back off and say, okay, it's not for everybody, and we can't take it personally. Like, this is, you know, some kind of affront to the way what we enjoy, because whenever we start doing that, then it kind of becomes an us versus them mentality. And we really just want it to be an all of us mentality.
Yes. And that's such a great reminder. I find myself in an interesting position sometimes, because men will approach their partners about pegging and maybe send them to my website. This is not a woman who wants anything to do with this. And really, it doesn't matter what her reasons are. We all get to decide what our hard limits are. and what we will do and what we won't. And so for whatever her reason is, and it doesn't really matter, she's decided that this is something she's just flat out not interested in. So they write me and they're angry at me. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, you need to communicate with him and just tell him that this is not something that's for you. And okay, he found out about it. I'm all about it. I'm passionate about it, but not everybody is. Exactly. And that's totally okay. And I get a little over enthusiastic sometimes, but I see that happening on Reddit sometimes where, you know, everybody piles on and says, well, you should at least try it before, you know. No, not necessarily. I have never had needles stuck into my skin, and I don't ever want to. And I'm pretty sure that I don't ever have to know that I don't like it.
Yeah, the analogy I like to use is I've never hit myself in the face with a hammer, but I'm quite certain that I won't enjoy it.
Exactly.
That's something that actually comes up quite a bit whenever I talk about pegging and bisexuality in the same conversation. And that's, you know, well, why haven't you tried this? Why haven't you tried that? And I have to tell them, well, that's not something I'm interested in. Well, how do you know unless you've tried it? You like those other things. And I have to say, no, just because I enjoy those other things doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to like everything there is on the sexual spectrum.
Mm-hmm. So if I can get a little nosy, if I can ask you this, you are bisexual. Is there a component of the bisexuality with other partners in your marriage? Or is that something that is your orientation, but you don't have that in your marriage? Or how is that working for you too?
We don't really experiment outside of our relationship. And mm-hmm. that's something that I think my wife is more uncomfortable with than me. It's one of those things where I have to kind of constantly remind myself where, you know, if something is a no-go for her, then it is by default a no-go for me, kind of no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's been a little stressful from time to time, just the confusion and her wondering, you know, if I feel the need to experiment. And I say, well, no, I don't feel the need to experiment. It would be enjoyable, but it's... You know, it's not something that I absolutely have to do. Mm-hmm. And I have to kind of remind her, you know, you fulfill all of my sexual needs and wants. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a constant struggle whenever it comes to incorporating men into sexy talk or into dirty talk.
Mm-hmm.
But she does do a great job of, you know, fulfilling that side of my sexuality.
That's lovely. When I invited all the bisexual men to write in and things, I got such a wide variety of how that manifested in their lives. And I remember the couple that wrote in, and he said, it's never anything I really want to act on, but it turns me on to no end, the thought of it. And so they've completely incorporated it into their dirty talk and their fantasy thing. She will even sort of pretend like she's a man. And he said, truly, I have absolutely no interest in being with another man, but this, just the whole idea of it.
Oh yeah.
He said, so am I, like, you know, 100% bi curious? Yes. Do I ever intend on acting on it? No. It's fascinating the way that we all find our way through it, you know?
Absolutely.
So if you could choose one word, just one word to encapsulate the whole experience of being pegged, can you choose a word?
One word. Okay. That's
hard.
I know
it's hard. I know.
I would say relaxing.
That's nice.
Yeah, it definitely is relaxing, and in more ways than just one. It's one of those things where you can finally just understand your sexuality and be okay with it, and that feeling is just relaxing.
You know, when you were talking about how as opposed to having to be the alpha male like all the time, sometimes it's nice to submit for a little while. You know, in the kink world, it's just full of these men that are the high-powered CEOs of companies and things that are in control all day long. Or they have professions where they're the alpha all day long. And that's one of the things that is most common with men like that, is yep. I just want to have somebody else run the show. I just want to let go and be taken and not have to make any more decisions, and not have to, like, run the fuck, basically.
Exactly. And that's definitely translates really well into the military. It's, you always have to have the alpha persona, and just being able to just relax and take it rather than give it is very relaxing, very, very enjoyable.
So some men, when they're pegged, they like penile stimulation and some don't. Where do you fall?
I like the stimulation, but it's usually me doing it. It's sort of, I mean, my wife is willing to do it, but it's kind of a lot of work and it takes a lot of coordination and it's not something that we've perfected yet.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work and coordination, kind of like a guy doing your doggy style and reaching around and playing with your clit. That's exactly what
Exactly.
it
Exactly.
is. That's so funny. So, what would you tell other men who are thinking about trying pegging? What would you tell them?
I would say definitely prepare because going in unprepared is the thing that is going to ruin the experience. So I would say, just try a really small butt plug or something and just sort of work your way up in length and girth slowly. And whenever you actually get to the sexual act, pull the plug out. Enjoy the actual dildo, and it will make the experience much, much better than just going from finger to dildo.
Yeah, good advice. So, would you recommend solo anal play, just self-exploration as well?
Absolutely. And I would say probably start with a small vibrator because that's or at least for me, that is where you get the majority of your anal stimulation or the best anal stimulation is that vibration.
Some guys really like that, and other guys say that vibration just doesn't work for them there because it just makes things numb right off the bat. But I know a whole bunch of men that absolutely love the vibration stuff.
I'm definitely one of those
You're a
men.
vibrator
Oh yeah.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Mark. I really can't. I'm so grateful that you joined me here, and your willingness and openness to talk with me is very much appreciated, and I'm sure it's going to be a big gift to my listeners. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Okay, take care.
You too. Bye.
You have now reached the end of my interview with Mark. I hope you enjoyed it. He added so much to our ongoing conversation about shame, how deep it can run, how important it is to overcome and be exactly who you are. And I'm incredibly appreciative that he shared about his journey so openly and willingly, because it added not only to the collective knowledge surrounding pegging and shame, his sharing took us another notch closer to the day when pegging is normalized. And I'm interested in hearing feedback from all of you out there listening. How did hearing all this impact you, and what are your thoughts after hearing it? And what else? For those of you who don't often visit the blog and just listen to the podcast, I am going to give you a reason to go there. Why? Because Mark sent me a picture of his favorite purple panties, as well as the brand name and where to get them. They're specifically made for men. They have a pouch in the front to hold the goodies, as well as being very feminine and pretty. You'll see what he meant about those being his favorites. You'll see why. Just come to the blog and look at the picture, and you'll find the information about what they're called and where to buy them in my Linkorama. And I also wanted to let you know that in one of my communications with Mark, he wrote this to me. Sexuality has sort of been stolen away from the people, and you're like a sexual Robin Hood, taking from the stereotypes and giving to the facts. That was an amazing compliment, but I hope you know, all of you out there listening, that it's not all me. What makes this work is you sharing your stories with me. You share them, and I tell them. And we keep doing this cycle until pegging becomes one more fun thing to do in the bedroom without all the shame attached to it. That will be a very happy day indeed, so let's do this. Here's how to get those stories to me. You can call me at 805-500-6544. You can write your story down and send it to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Or you can send me an email and tell me you want to do an interview with me. All three of them are totally welcome. Be thrilled to hear from you. Before I let you go, I want to tell you about a special sale that's going to be happening. EnticeMe.com is going to have a very special Labor Day weekend sale going from Friday through Monday. And what's good about it for us here at peggingparadise.com is that there's some remarkable harnesses, some of the best harnesses out there for sale. There's not very many of them, but the discounts are so deep that we can't even tell you what kind they are. Click on the Linkorama link on the blog post and it'll take you directly to that sale, and have a good time with it because it's worth checking out. Okay, and after all that, thank you for downloading and listening, and happy pegging, everyone.